looks like you guys could be a little shorthanded. You know, you lost a couple guys for sure to IR, and, you know, Kenyon's banged up with Cameron. How tough is that to adjust to, and how are you going to do it?
Well, first of all, I'd like to congratulate Ed Domsites on making another state championship. I think he's at Alder High School now. So he's doing fantastic. I may have to call him to get some reinforcements, because his team always seems to win. But really, with this injury situation, you know, this is the type of year, you know, type of year, and also the timing of the year where you got to have your roster ready to go. And, you know, so the next man, it's old cliche, the next man steps up. Not sure who originally quoted it, but it's what it is, and we're going to be ready to go with who we got. And we've got some good players here, and they're looking for an opportunity to prove it, you know, that they can play at this level and in this league, and we're going to find out.
What's the biggest issue? If you say you had to replace five starters from last week to this week, what's the biggest issue?
Well, I mean, our communication is going to be the biggest test, you know, especially when you come in. And it'd be one thing to play a static offense, but we're playing North Turner's, we call them a circus offense because they move everybody around and shift and move and motion. So, you know, it's a difficult task, but we've done extra time studying. We're going to kill our film guy, this Mike O'Connor, we call him Snacks. This guy's made more tapes than probably anybody. So, but we're using them. You know, we're teaching them. We're spending extra time with the new guys to get them up to speed. We have to be perfect on defense. You know, these guys are all kind of, you know, setting all kinds of scoring records, seems like to me. You know, but we're going to be ready. You know, we're ready for a great test against a great opponent.
Eric Wright, we saw him on the bike today. What's his situation?
Hopefully he's not doing any bicycling. You know, hopefully on Sunday he's playing ball. But, you know, that's what I'm hoping for. I mean, I haven't imagined the defense without him yet. And if it comes down to it on Sunday, you know, so be it. I guess I'm going to have to wake up and go, oh, well, let's get something else going. But I'm counting on him. I'm hoping he can be ready to go. And with their receiving core, especially with that Jackson, you know, we need Wright, no question.
Especially seem like all at one time now?
No. You know, I've only been coaching. It's 12th year in the NFL, and I haven't seen it. I mean, I've seen rash injuries before, but there's quite a few of them out there, especially on the one side of the ball. You know, I've seen teams lose a ton of players before, but on one side of the ball, you know, I think we've got one starter at his original spot, Eric Wright, you know. Now he's on a bicycle, I've been told. So, I don't know. It's interesting. From the opening day roster, if you look at it, there's a few changes.
What do you do against Antonio Gates?
Well, I mean, there's a numerous, you know, there's a lot of problems with defending this team. I've had a lot of experience doing it. We haven't won many games doing it, but I think we've had some pretty good plans against him. Gates is a real unique player in the fact that he can control his body and catch balls even in tight coverage. And, you know, maybe that's the basketball in him where he's used to being in tight spaces. But I think he does that particularly, you know, better than any tight end in football where he can control his body, get between guys, and still come up with the ball. But you have to have a lot of coverage there. You have to mix it in with zones and man coverage. And we have a lot up there for him. We know who he is. I've identified him. My first couple of years, I was accused of not identifying him because he'd score a touchdown about every other throw. So, but we know who he is, and we're gonna make it tough on him.
Because you've faced him, what, 8 or 10 times?
Oh, yeah, a lot.
Out there with the Raiders.
Yeah, first, and you'll see improvement there. It was hard not to get better. That guy was killing me in the red zone, but he kills me everywhere.
You know him as well, so well.
Yeah, I do, and I respect his ability, you know. And, you know, we had first-round draft choices on him, and, you know, it didn't matter.
What about Philip Rivers, your thoughts on him?
I love Phillip Rivers as a competitor. I think he's a fierce competitor. He's a very vocal guy, likes to take runs at defensive coordinators, and I like taking runs at him. But he's a fun guy to play against. You can see his leadership just oozes off the guy when he walks out there. He's a leader and, a great player. He makes all the throws. He holds on to that ball like a warrior does. And you like those guys because you can knock the crap out of them, but they keep getting up. I mean, this is a guy that's pro, played with broken bones. So I appreciate him. I have all the respect in the world for him. Think he's a great leader and one of the best quarterbacks in football.
What separates Rivers from Brady Manning other than the Super Bowl?
That's a huge thing, that Super Bowl. I mean, I know, it sounds like one game, but, there's so much to winning a Super Bowl and to getting there. And, to me, I can only speak for being around Tom Brady. He was just such a competitor also. And he's around great teams. But when the chips were on the line, I think I'd choose Brady over any quarterback. Just because I saw how he responded and made us win and put rings on our fingers. But Phillip Rivers really reminds me a lot of Tom Brady, other than the fact that he doesn't have those Super Bowl rings. And I know he's been in Hawaii before, and I'm sure he'll be in Florida this year.
He's kind of got a different motion, I think, than a lot of the guys. When you first see him, do you think, well, he's not going to be able to make all the throws? And then it surprises you when, he completes 68% of them?
Yeah, I'm surprised it's that low. I mean, from the tape I've been watching, man, it looks like every ball's complete. But, I'm not a big guy. I don't coach quarterbacks, on what they look like and throw it. But he's not, pretty, but, man, he's effective. Really is.
In 2006, when Tomlinson was having a – maybe his career year, Marty Schottenheimer said that's the best running back there has been. Does that resonate with you at all? And who is the best running back you've ever had to defend against?
The best player that I've ever seen on a field is LT, without a doubt. He's obviously a sure Hall of Famer. Nobody's helped him to get there more than I have. I mean, he's killed me more than probably any other coach. Please don't look it up and make me sick. But what a great player. Man, is he a great player. He can catch it. He can throw it. He can run it. He's done all against me and my teams. And we know what's coming. He's just so hard to stop. He's so quick. You can never see it in practice. He's so quick. He can cut like nobody else in football. He can still run. The guy's just tremendous. When he wants to catch it, he catches over 100 passes in a season.
He's only got 3.4 yards. He still scores, but his average is 3.4. But do you still fear the name for whatever reason?
I fear the player. I do. I fear the player and respect the player. He's phenomenal, and he's still great. How he averages 3.4 carry, I don't know. Maybe they're giving it from the one. He gets 1 yard, so he only averages a yard. He looks great. He still looks great. He's still a great player.
Given the injuries you guys have had, especially this week, and the opponent coming in and the record and all you've been through, how do you convince these guys that they can compete and win?
Our guys love to play. That's the one thing. We have some empty seats in the defensive room, but we got a lot of great heart in there. And, I hate the Detroit game. I do, because that wasn't us. I think we're starting to play better. We're starting to fight. We're doing things better, and we had that one crappy game, which I hate, because I really think we're starting to understand what we got to do. We're preparing. We do extra, like I said, that snacks throws out more tapes than anything. We've got some unbelievable tapes out there, if you guys ever get a chance to see, and how we break down an opponent. But it's our guys know them inside out. They prepare every week harder than most teams I've ever been around. And, you got to take some of the guys off, and the next man steps up. But the thing I've been impressed is how hard they're working to win, you know. And, you know, it's, I know no one wants to hear it as fans, but that's the truth.
Brandon McDonald, he was saying this week that he wasn't even getting backup reps. He was mostly getting special team reps. I mean, how far has he fallen, and can he climb his way back in there?
Nah, that's it's not the truth, you know. I think a young man gets disappointed a little bit, and, you know, like we all do, if someone, rips you or whatever, no one likes to hear negative news or whatever it is, but you all have to, you know, come back and compete and do it better. And Brandon has, you know, during the week, he wasn't, working as hard as he should, but right now he's on point, and he's a good competitive player, and, you know, he's going to keep working to get better, and you know, despite what he says, you know, I know different.
So, I'm sorry, just to clarify, did he, since he wasn't working as hard as you wanted him to, did you back him off on a few reps, and then he...
No, that's not, that wasn't it at all. No, I don't think, I think he's been working hard,
okay.
And, you know, I think he had one day there where he wasn't, you know, working as hard on defense, but that's the only day I've seen since I've been here. The kid's a hard-working guy. He's a tough kid, a competitor. So I'm sure if you had to ask him all over again, that'd probably be different comments. Probably just caught him on a, you know, bad moment.
Players, could we expect some different wrinkles this week?
We're always going to try to do our best and come up with some things that we can be successful with. And, you know, I know last week everybody hated the fact that they ran the ball all over us, but I like the fact they only threw for 90 yards of offense. You know, so sometimes you pick your poison and you set game plans up the way you think can, you know, help you compete and try to win. You know, so didn't always look great, but in that game plan, we weren't taking offense to a 4-yard run, you know, 5-yard run or whatever they average. But we wanted to win the game, and, you know, so each plan will be different. This plan will be different. You know, we're always trying to put our players in the best place they can be to be competitive and win, and this plan will be no different.
Rodgers is a blow, but how has Ruben looked this week?
Ruben's looked really good all year. He really has. And he is a young guy that's, to me, making strides each week. He's in front of the huddle. He's taking some pride in that now. And, I look for good things out of Tuba. He's a guy that's really working hard, and he's a force in there. And, I know that Hardwick's been hurt, so this next center here is a local kid. He's going to have his hands full with Ruben. I mean, he's a load.
Down the road?
I believe so. I really do. I think Ruben is what you want in a 3-4 nose tackle, absolutely.
Do you hope that the powers that be, the decision makers, will look at, I mean, like you said, you've only got one starter left where he was in the beginning of the season. Do you hope the powers that be will understand that you guys are, you know, fighting through some adversity this year and not blow this thing up?
I mean, you know, if they blow it up, I'm not going to, you know, I'll do my best. I mean, they blow that up, I think that'd be a huge mistake. We got the right leader in Eric. You got the right coordinator in me. So if they want to, you know, do something else, they'd have to hire two good coaches to be better than us.
You think it was crazy when San Diego fired Marty Schottenheimer coming off a 14-2 season?
I did, but, I mean, that's not for my decision. I don't know what goes into that, and I wasn't behind their doors, but Marty Schottenheimer has been one of the best coaches in football for a long time. And win 14 games, man, that'd be hard to lose a job over that.
Well, not that you wouldn't know in your situation. It's a nutty business in the first place.
Right. You can't coach scared. I mean, you know, that's something if you when I was young, you always worried about it. Now I know I'm a great coach and I can coach for anybody in this league, you know, with or without a decal. But I want to be here. I want to be here for the Cleveland Browns. I know we got a lot of good young players, and I want to, you know, compete at the end of this season right now, because it ain't over yet. This season ain't over, and we're going to do some great things, you know, and then next year too, and the year after.
Yeah, you touched on that because, you know, sometimes a golfer will take a shot that's a little too difficult because they're in a crisis. You apparently are not feeling you're in any crisis where you have to take risks in your coaching decisions.
For me?
Yes.
No. My only crisis, I deal with my wife, Kristen, and, you know, she's going to get me straight. But in football, I ain't coach, so I don't worry about it. She's in charge. She's a boss. But when I'm out here, I'm going to do the best job I can. Not too many people are going to be better than me. Very few, maybe. One, maybe. And he's retired. But bottom line is, I'm going to do great, and I don't feel any tension or pressure. You know, I want to win. We're all sick of losing. But I'm going to call it the way I can, the best I can to help us win.
You were talking a couple weeks ago about the Browns fans and how supportive they are. Would you be surprised if Sunday is a blackout? It's not a sellout.
Yeah. I think our fans are great. Well, yeah, we had a great year, but our fans are great. They're in there now. And they were in there that one game, supposedly they weren't going to be. I mean, I heard them yelling like crazy, and I don't hear that well, so they got to be yelling awful loud, you know. And I love these fans, you know, the ones you bump into when you are out of the office on that rare occasion. You know, they're great people, and they just want to win, and they want a great football team, and we're going to give them that, you know, despite what everybody says, and not you beat writers, because you know, I think you know we're going to be good. But, you know, some of the other people outside looking in, I don't know my opinion.